Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Oolitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Here we are in the honorable profession of producing food. That's what farmers and ranchers do. Malnutrition and starvation are serious concerns in many parts of the world. What we hear ringing in our ears all the time are the problems with our bountiful food supply. 65% of Americans are overweight or obese. We eat too much. We don't eat healthy, whatever that means. We crave too much salt, and now the enemy is trans fat. And some critics wanted to blame our fat problem on corn sweetener, and that took some imagination. Governor Schwarzenegger wants to take all the sweet and soft drinks and snacks out of the California schools. And I see where a Florida school district plans to pattern their school lunch program after the South Beach diet. Over the years, we've seen so many different accusations against different foods that the consumer just doesn't believe what the experts say. At one time, butter was bad for you and margarine good. Now butter's better than margarine. Milk is now listed as a vital food. Well, we knew that all along. Baby pigs and baby calves, all animals, including humans, are fed mother's milk. The Atkins diet has thrown all the nutritional experts into a tizzy. Some are even reluctantly acknowledging that meat may not be so bad for you after all. We finally have our dietary guidelines. I don't find anything so surprising in them, except perhaps they call for 1 hour of exercise most days. Good luck. We can't even get people to get up to switch the TV channels. My take on all of this talk about food and obesity is that the consumer has been told so many different things, he's not going to listen to anything. Logic tells all of us that the calories we eat turn into fat if we don't burn them off. It's a sad, inescapable reality. So get some exercise. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.